This episode of Worst Ever Podcast is brought to you by RX Bar. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar. So, okay, what does that mean? Their bars are made with 100% whole ingredients, which I love because I don't like fake food. I'm really weird about that stuff, but it's true. So let me tell you, their core ingredients do all the talking and it's on the package. It says right on the package, it's like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, 6 almonds, no BS. That's it. That's Zero all BS. That's in there. It's awesome. Steven, you like them?
Oh, I love them. I mean, my favorite is the sea salt chocolate, and it actually feels like you're just eating all that stuff. I mean, it just feels like you took it all yourself and just went, oh, and
I know.
It was so good.
I agree. I also like the cacao. I also just like saying cacao.
I mean,
cacao.
We're going to turn into a jingle for them. Cacao.
Whether you like sweet or savory or chocolate or fruit flavors, there are RX bars for you because there's 11 delicious Whoa. Flavor varieties. And if you're on any kind of diet or you know a friend who's on a diet, great. It doesn't matter. They're gluten-free, they're soy-free, they're dairy-free, no added sugar, no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, fillers. Guys, they're great. They taste good. They're good for you. What else do we have to say? We have a code for you. So go to www.rxbar.com/worst. You can use promo code worst and get 25% off your first order. You're welcome. The worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl. Hey, that's bad.
So speaking of like worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast.
He's back.
I'm back. I'm your host, Ala Khaled.
I'm your host, Christine Lakin.
Sometimes.
And today on the podcast
is my friend, and my good friend now, is Miss Arden Marine, which we just had this conversation because I've been saying her name wrong. I can't even remember her last name.
Why don't you ever, you need to get a pronunciation for people.
It's so Marine. So I've been saying Myron, and sometimes I'm saying Myra, and sometimes I'm saying Minor.
There's a Y. There's a Y. It sets people up for failure. Nobody says it right. It right. doesn't look like...
So it's Marine.
It's Marine. It's always been Marine.
Can we change the spelling so it looks like Marine?
I mean, at this point, I think it's too late. I thought about it early on. I don't really care. You can say whatever you want. It doesn't... When you have a name that's spelled like that and pronounced so differently, you can't get your panties in a wad if people say it wrong. I don't care. It's Marine, but whatever.
Right.
You'll never get it right again. This is the one and only time. This is magic.
It's like black girl magic.
Oh my God, it is.
Are you watching Big Brother?
Oh my God, no. Do I need to be watching
Celebrity Big Brother?
No. I know. I'm so deep in between Bachelor and Bachelor Winter Games. It's 6 hours a week. And then I've got my Top Chef and then I have Project Runway All-Stars. I can't. It's a lot.
So I met Arden on the set of Project Runway All-Stars Season 7, which hasn't aired yet. You're watching Season 6 right now.
Yeah, it'll come out in like 2029.
Yeah. So we already, so we've already taped it. We've talked about that before. But so Alyssa Milano says to me, my friend from my cast, she's in a new show with Alyssa that was shooting in Atlanta, and she goes, from the cast, wants to come to the finale. Can you please help me like get her set up and show her around?
Oh my God.
So that's when I met Arden and didn't know who she was. Where
my mom and I came, Janet Marine.
She wore Isaac Mizrahi, her mother.
Oh, my mom was smart.
My mom wore pom-pom earrings. I put fake eyelashes on her. She wore Isaac Mizrahi. You treated her like the belle of the ball. She had the best time.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure she saw everything.
She loved it.
She's a big Project Runway fan.
Oh my gosh, she's a super fan. I will not say who, but it was fascinating at the end. So it was interesting watching that it actually is really, like they actually do judge and they judge fairly. It's not the Purdue, like everybody gets a vote. And one of the contestants, and I'm not going to say who, their mother burst into Alyssa's dressing room, like campaigning, like the biggest nightmare stage parrot.
It was so crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But it did show me that actually, like, it's not rigged. Like, I think everybody has people that they're rooting for all season,
right.
But they really fairly went through the books and they didn't know who made what, but they had a pretty good idea.
Right.
And it was interesting.
It's fun, right?
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. And she got to see the finales. She doesn't know who won.
No.
Because we don't reveal that. But she got to see, like, the finale episode, which was amazing.
It was really, and the clothes were great.
They do. These all-stars are so talented.
Yeah.
It's and the to have a day. They had like 2 days to do the finale collection.
They were amazing.
It's insane.
No, I get more starstruck when I meet reality television people.
We were just talking about that.
Do you?
I do at times. I mean, it depends on who, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was, I think, a finalist on Survivor, and I was like, how do I know this guy? Yeah. And then once I figured it out, I totally freaked out, started sweating, got like shaky palms, was like, I have to go say hi. I have to.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, of course. And I was like, you won.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I went up to Phaedra Parks in Atlanta.
At the airport. I don't watch that show.
I about died.
You did. What did you say?
Well, she has this thing that she does in her interview. She always does this thing. She goes, well, everybody knows. That's like her signature line.
Yeah.
So I walked right up to her at the baggage claim.
Yeah, sure.
Delta.
Sure, because it's Atlanta.
Baggage claim 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked right up to her and I said, everybody knows I love you.
Oh, yeah.
And then I walked away.
Oh, my God.
And so ridiculous.
Now you're married in 4 countries.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. You set the magic spell.
Well, she's getting divorced to someone who's incarcerated right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. For what? What did he do?
White collar. It was like embezzling or fraud or something like that.
Speaking of divorce, can we talk about how upset I am right now? I just walked in. I just found out Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. I'm so upset.
I know. It sucks.
I've always loved her, and I feel like we could be spirit animals together if she only knew me.
Yeah. I can see that. I think she'd like you.
I think she would,
I
too.
I think she would like you.
I think we would super get along.
I think she'd love me.
I think she'd... I was a guest star on Friends. Like, I was, like, their 18,000th guest star.
Shut up.
And it was the episode that Sean Penn did. So it was already, like, season 9 of Friends. So, you know, so truly... I had been, there were so many people before me that had come in, and I didn't expect anybody, but she was so nice to me.
That's so great.
You know what I mean? And like the other ones were okay. Some of them were okay, but like she was extra sweet. And like, you know, that just says she wore like overalls and was hanging. It was Brad Pitt was there. It was at the height of that.
And during that time, since it's season nine, they're probably like, you're working like 3 days total.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're lucky. It was hard because I had to do like rehearse. They rehearsed like once and I had all this like prop stuff and all my stuff was with Courtney Cox. And like, I wanted to get it right because I was a little intimidated by her. And like, I didn't want to like screw her over. And
wait, what character did you play?
I played that maid that they thought stole Monica's jeans.
Oh my God. I totally know this episode. I know every episode of Friends. I've probably seen every episode 5 or 6 times. I have the box set.
Okay, so I thought Courtney Cox was hitting on me, and then I thought that Chandler was trying to get me to hook up with, like, that he was hitting on me, that they were like swingers, and yeah,
totally.
He was very sweet too, I have to say. Matthew Perry.
Don't you think that her and Kelly Stables would be good friends?
I do. Yes,
you know Kelly
I totally
Stables?
Say.
I don't.
Totally
I don't.
That.
You should meet her.
She's right, super cool. funny. And
she's an actor, too. But
you're saying that. You're actually just saying that because they're both blonde.
No, I'm also.
You're like, human woman.
It's also the timbre of her voice.
Okay. So they're friends because they're both blonde.
That might be
funny.
Hard to hang out. Like,
No, because you talk over. She's so tiny. She's like 4'8".
Oh, that's exciting.
She could be in Little Women LA.
Do you watch the Little Women shows?
Every single one of them.
You love it.
We went to a reality, like awards reality show, because at the time I was hosting some roundups for a reality show.
Yeah.
Like I was being like the
what
Andy
show?
Cohen.
What show?
It was called Party Down South. It was on CMT.
Okay. I've seen that because I had to get a Southern accent for a play in New York. So I watched Party Down South and I actually got really sucked into it.
I know.
I also watched every season of Sweet Home Alabama on CMT.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
It's so good.
Party Down South was so...
Wait, Sweet Home Alabama is...
No, there was a movie.
That's Bravo.
No, Sweet Home Alabama was on CMT. It was like The Bachelor, but it was like 12 country guys, 12
city.
Yeah. It lasted for 3 seasons. It was incredible. There was one that went on... Because here's what was great about it was... The cowboys that went on were legitimately like lonely cowboys. So like you could feel they actually were looking for a woman. And like there was one named Bubba who was so hot and so sweet. And like my friend and I, we thought he didn't win and we were all obsessed with Bubba. Like, and I think I mean, it's actually you should watch it. It's a really, really good show.
I'm in.
Well,
it's, you'd love it.
I dragged him because I had to present at this reality awards, and the freaking like Little Women are there, and he's like
going crazy.
Oh my god, the Little Women. Oh my god, there's one of them's behind us. I have to go say hi. Oh my god,
like the Dance Moms were there.
Yeah,
Little Women.
Abby Miller was
Little
there.
Little Women LA were there.
Did you meet Abby Miller?
I did not meet Abby Miller. I didn't. I'm not like, listen, I don't
he
normally
got flop
go.
Sweat.
I just want like the Little Women because they're so little.
Yeah.
And I don't have like a little person thing. Like it's just, but because I love the show because you forget that they're little people.
Yeah.
You know, it's hilarious. I was watching because I had been away for so long. I was watching all the my missed episodes of Little Women Atlanta.
Sure, sure.
So guess who I see on one of the episodes?
Who?
Nat, the makeup artist.
Oh, what did he do on it?
He was just there hanging out at the, one of the
Nat?
Parts. Nat did makeup on the set of a new show that Arden's on called Insatiable for Netflix.
Okay. It comes out this summer.
This summer. It drops.
It drops in August. Drops? It's so good.
So
it's
wait, tell crazy. Me, can you tell us anything about the shows?
I could give you a little quickie.
Yeah.
What it
is. It's so good. I mean, I can't, I'm jealous that I get to be like, I can't believe I read the script and I was obsessed with it. It's dark. It's got high school. And then it's also got sort of like Desperate Housewives and there's beauty pageants and murder. And it is so fun. I'm a villain.
Ooh.
I'm a villain.
Which world are you?
I'm a fun villain. I'm like Jane Lynch in Glee kind of a villain.
Are you in the high school?
I am. I wish I was in the high school.
That's cute,
no, I didn't know if she was a teacher or I don't know.
Thank
what's going
you
on?
So much. I am one of the pageant moms.
Okay. Oh, great.
And I am a nightmare. Regina Sinclair.
She's
amazing.
Hilarious.
I am a nightmare. Always in full face.
Yeah.
Always in full face.
Yeah, so you, everyone should definitely check out this Netflix show. And it's called Insatiable.
Which little people city is your favorite?
So I love Atlanta. I also love Dallas.
Yeah. How many are there?
So there's Atlanta, Dallas, LA.
Yeah.
And there was New York, and New York got canceled.
Okay.
They did two seasons.
My mom's obsessed with the littlest couple, the little couple.
And they bore me. That's too much family stuff.
Yeah.
There's no drama.
They're like, bring out the drama, bring out the clock.
Yeah.
Are you guys watching The Bachelor?
Okay, I'm trying to get into it, but this year is a snooze
Okay,
fest.
Here's what I want to say, because I host a Bachelor podcast.
I know, yeah.
Called Will You Accept This Rose? But
say
I have,
it again.
Will You Accept This Rose?
Okay.
It's on the Nerdist podcast, whatever, podcast network. But here's the thing. I was so bored by him, but it's too late now because we're already at hometowns, but
right.
The season has gotten so good.
Crystal with the glitter. Or whatever her name is.
But did you watch through then?
Oh, I watched through her getting booted.
Then you should keep watching because it got good in the last two episodes.
I mean, I'm still taping.
It was bored. But you should catch up because it actually got good. Because
okay.
I was bored. I only was watching because I had to watch and I was so bored. And it's actually gotten, the last two episodes have gotten really good.
Okay. Well, I mean, I saw people come, there's some guy who comes back and I saw the preview. So
but you should watch. It's worth it because he's such a dud, but it's good. It's really gotten good.
Christine, don't you guys have like that game that you guys play?
We haven't played it in several years because everybody had kids. So we just stopped doing it.
I see children's things here. Do you have kids?
I do. She's sleeping right now.
She did a little Casey Anthony and put a little sleeping. I'm kidding.
Oh my
That's horrible.
God, you're a horrible person.
I'm kidding. Like, it's a joke.
The look on the
you
face.
Can't joke in this house.
No.
It's my goddaughter, right?
How
Relax.
Old is she?
Jesus.
She's 18 months?
She's almost 2 years old.
She's so
great job. Yeah, 18 months. No.
And how was your nephew's fashion show?
She'll be two. What's her birthday? You were there on the day of the birth, so you should know this.
I mean, 18 months and two years are pretty close in adult.
Hold
time.
On. When is her freaking birthday?
See, you don't
it's
even
a
know.
Really odd...
I'm going to guess October 7th.
No.
August 4th.
No, it's gotta be April.
November 8th.
It's March. March 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's almost.
Oh, that's right.
Here.
It's coming up the birthday. Which, by the
I
way,
thought I was going.
You were invited to the birthday party.
I'm coming to the birthday, but the problem is the birthday. It's like your wedding. It's like too far. Like
It's at a petting zoo farm thing.
Far away.
It's not that fine. Then don't come.
I'm gonna come.
Where was your wedding?
Santa Ynez.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's where I spent every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. This one.
It's not that far.
It's not that far
enough that you have to like get a hotel.
You have to get a hotel.
If I had it in Palm Springs, you'd have to get a hotel.
Yeah, but Palm Springs is fun and there's things to do. San Ynez, there's like nothing. There's like this weird...
It's wineries.
And there's like a weird like Dutch community with like these
You go get some pancakes. Yeah, you go get like, a pancake. Like,
you go see the mini ponies.
Okay. And I saw the mini ponies. Like,
that's all you can do. And you can't even drink at the casino there.
Well, you get drunk and then you go to the casino.
What do you mean you can't?
They don't serve alcohol at the casino.
What?
I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, because it's on an Indian reservation, so I think it has to be dry.
That's not true. Spa Casino in Palm Springs is on an Indian reservation, and they serve booze.
I think they serve booze at Foxwoods in Connecticut.
Yeah, of course,
but maybe
they
just can't get a liquor license.
That is a surprise.
It's
they don't have beer.
I mean, you can go to the restaurant.
I think I'm wrong. I think they do serve, but they don't comp.
Nope. I'm sorry. They have a coffee cart that comes around.
Oh, that's right.
It's awful.
It's so dumb.
It's really stupid.
It is weird to see a giant casino in the middle of the Dutch.
It's the whole.
It's weird. It does feel like the town feels like
the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it feels like Hitler built like a fake town and it's like very like what is happening here? Like
it's
so crazy.
You spend every Thanksgiving there?
Andy has a ranch there.
Andy the
Fleming. I've known him for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So I go to he has a Thanksgiving
in his
barn.
He does.
He has like a ranch. He's like a cowboy.
Who's Andy Fleming?
He's the executive producer of the show.
And he's a director also.
And he's a cowboy. And he owns like this giant ranch.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Wait. So, you know, we've had Deanna Pappas on our podcast.
I don't know,
she was a bachelorette and she was on The Bachelor.
She was on The Bachelor first and then she became The Bachelorette.
Okay, I started watching during Caitlyn's season. I didn't start till recently.
Oh, yeah.
No, you have to have her on your show.
I don't know who she
is. You're going to have to do some research, Arden.
Okay.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
She's doing a lot of commentary right now.
I mean, your show is about The Bachelor.
No, I know, but here's what I've learned. Like,
she does a lot. She gave us a lot of backstories.
What did she tell you?
Oh, well, I mean, just all kinds of like the behind the scenes of like how it all really works.
Let's hear.
You know that like she was, they tried to force her to get engaged to the guy.
And like the first rose ceremony that whole night. The reason why the girls all are so freaking strung out at the end and
because it goes till dawn.
And yeah, it goes like
it goes
14
till dawn.
Hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're all drunk. I mean, the music is really the telltale.
Okay, tell me everything.
So the music is like when they're on a date or
if they play nice music.
Yeah, if it's nice music,
they're gonna make it through.
They're gonna make it through. If it's like the weird like dun 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 dun, and like it's starting to get
if
odd,
it's getting quirky
or quirky, you
they're
know
out.
That person is like the kooky one. And then if the music gets sort of music gets sort of like morose, like
it's
you
over.
Know, it's just probably it's over.
All right, let's talk about your career for a second,
please.
Can we?
Yeah.
Mad TV?
Yeah, Mad TV.
You were a regular on it?
I was. I did the last 4 years. I did 70-something episodes.
Jesus.
Amazing.
Working.
First job ever.
Is it?
No. Third job ever.
Fred Savage.
With TV's Fred Savage.
He's a sweetheart.
Love him.
Did he direct episodes of your show?
He actually was the first thing that he directed. He directed a couple episodes. He was still in Stanford. We were both like 22.
Right. What else? What did I read?
Chelsea Lately,
yes. Writer, on-air comic.
Sarah Colonna, who's also on Insatiable, she was
love
a writer.
Sarah. She's coming to do this with her husband.
Oh, my God, who's a delight. Yeah. She was a writer on it. I did 115 panels, but I did not write there. I would go in every other week and just do a panel.
How did you like Chelsea?
You know what? It's interesting because I didn't actually know her before. And like, so I was so grateful to be a part of it. And she was always great and sweet to me. Like, it was interesting also. Like, I have so much respect for. I loved watching this woman, you know, because I was on from the very beginning before it was like a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Watching her think like a old school studio mogul, and like she did her books and she toured and she would sign every book of people who came to her shows. Like it was sweat equity. Like I respected her. I didn't hang out with her. I just didn't know her that well.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I mean, I don't know her at all, but I like her work. I think
me
she's
too.
Amazing. The only thing that bothered me was her little feud with Joan Rivers.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember it.
What was the feud?
Well, she just would not pay. She would not give Joan Rivers the proper respect. I mean, this was, she was on Howard Stern and stuff. So, and Joan went. So they had this feud, and I think they might have made up before she died. Right. I don't know. I'm going to ask Sarah about it. But
what do you mean the proper respect? Like, she was like, Joan's not funny, or Joan's not a good comic.
No,
or what?
Like Joan. You know, Joan paved the way for women
yeah,
comics.
Yeah, I love Joan.
She just did. You can't take that away from her.
Yeah.
And I think that Chelsea. I mean, the way it came off was that she was not going to give her those props.
I don't remember that. Well, I mean, I love Joan. I'll tell you, it's interesting, even just being on the show, like, if you read her first, like, those first two books and stuff that really, it's like, they're fucking funny, that ones that Chelsea, and it's like, I got it. Like, I got the ownership that you feel like you're hanging out with, like, your naughty best friend, and, like, that people really connected with her. And I was just grateful to be a part of the ride, because a lot of, like, blonde female comics wouldn't want another blonde. Like, she just included me in the whole thing. And
well, my brother did her Netflix show.
Oh, yeah? Did he have fun?
Yeah, he does it all the time. He's, like, they're, like, I don't know, like, their commentary. Like, he does, like, on the Man on the Street stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How did your nephew's fashion show go?
Oh, God, it was so cute.
Oh, my God. So when I saw that text about between you and Anna, I didn't know your nephew was a baby. Like, when you're like, oh, my nephew's walking in his first fashion show, I figured your nephew was like 17. Like, I thought it was like a Kylie. And then Anna goes, oh, no, this is his nephew. And I saw the cutest human in like a velvet tuxedo. And yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's
NBA all-star fashion. What happened? What
so
was it?
I think Nike Air Jordan is creating a line with my nephew.
Yeah. How old is your nephew?
He's one.
I started following him on Instagram. I'm one of 1.8 million Instagram followers. Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He's
so cute.
Are you kidding? He's a Khaled. Hello.
He's so
look at me.
So cute. Yeah,
runs in the family.
Is it just you and your brother?
Or and my sister, who's pregnant right now.
That's right, who still lives at home.
Yeah.
And not in the home,
in the
same town. So she's going to make a cute baby.
Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, hopefully.
I mean, hopefully.
God willing.
I hope he looks like me.
Yeah, me too. We all do. You're adorable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, worst job ever.
I was an elf at Macy's Santaland, which was pretty horrible.
Where was that?
In New York, like at the Santaland, at like the mega, the main Macy's Santaland.
How old are you?
I was 21, and there was like a hierarchy of people who'd been like elfing. They were all like musical theater majors, and they like had been so they'd been there for like 7 years. The ones that had been elfing the longest got to like walk in the parade with Santa. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so if you were a new elf, you kind of got like hazed. And like there was one Santa Phil that would like, I was like off in the photo Santa where I'd have to take the picture of the kid on the lab, and like Phil would like not off. A lot of women would flash their boobs to Santa.
Oh my God.
There was a lot of proposals, but it was like, it sounded funny. Like sometimes I do things, I'm like, oh, this will be funny to say, but then you're actually stuck in that hell, like, you know, 10 hours a day for like 30 days. You want to kill yourself. It was
good money?
No, it was like $10 an hour.
Well,
and you're
why
dressed
would
like,
you take that job?
Because I was
in New
21.
York waitress.
I did all of it. I waitressed at night. But that was, you asked worst job. That's the worst job. I also worked for my friend's dad, who ran like a sports marketing company and was like so cheap and would bring me like his wife's old high heels and stuff. It was weird when you know that your friend's dad sucks by working for them.
Oh my, well, I worked next door to my parents.
Okay.
My parents had a clothing store in the mall.
Yes, called?
Park Avenue.
Is it still there?
No, my parents are retired now, but it's called Park Avenue. It's in the Florida Mall. And I knew that if I worked for them, I would never get paid or do what I wanted
to
do.
No, you can't.
So I went to work for the store next door.
Yes.
Called Merry-Go-Round.
Merry-Go-Round.
Do you remember Merry-Go-Round in the 80s and 90s?
No.
Come on. You don't remember Merry-Go-Round, DJs, Ativo, Boogie's Diner?
No. But it might have been different in New England. We had like
You had the merry-go-round.
I'm sure we did, but I don't.
You don't remember Parachute Pants, Cavaricci?
Of course I remember Cavaricci's and Parachute Pants.
Okay, well, that was the lead. That's who brought those fashions.
Okay. All right. You don't have to get so angry.
Well, how do you not know merry-go-round? How old are you?
28.
Okay. See? Yeah. Come on.
You know what? We were, but I grew up in a town with no stoplights.
like a Dutch, like the
no, I grew up like in a small, like a small, the Santa Ynez people? like a Nantucket version of Santa Ynez. Like, it's like we had like a general store and no stoplight, so we didn't have the merry-go-round.
Oh my god,
it was like a fishing
village.
Did
you have a mall?
No, we had it was like a diner and a general store.
Okay, and then but you were and were you born in Houston?
No, I'm from Rhode Island. Dallas is from Houston.
Oh, I don't know. I was reading something that said something about Houston. No, okay, you're not from Houston.
I've been to Houston.
Well,
you're going to Houston.
Aren't you coming?
I'm going to come party in Houston with you. I actually am doing stand-up in Dallas. I like Dallas.
I love Dallas.
I like Dallas. I like Austin. Houston, I had a harder stand-up time.
Yeah, they don't like your humor.
They were like, I also went inauguration weekend, and it was like,
oh, Trump
it was
town.
Like, yeah, it was Trump town, and I was doing stand up, and it was like the women's march, and I got like molested by a woman. I'm like, this is my women's march. Like, I had like bronchitis, and I got like felt up like an old woman. I'm like, this is not how
were
I want.
You wearing the pussy hat?
I wore a squeeze it if you want it a Texas t-shirt.
Well,
no,
that's why you got accosted.
I'm kidding. No, I don't. She like rubbed my ass afterwards. I was like, this is the worst women's march.
And was that your Me Too movement? Was that
yeah,
Me
it
Too
was
thing
truly.
At the
I'm like,
march?
This is truly like the worst thing I could be doing on this day.
That's awful.
It was awful. Yeah.
We went to a women's march in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa is a revolutionary.
I know. I can't get her to do this podcast.
No. She's too busy, and this is not...
Oh, she's doing it.
Oh, she's not... She's never done it?
She hasn't done it yet.
I just learned that she was a Japanese pop star.
You didn't know that?
No. How did that happen?
Is she still popping over there? Pop starring?
I mean, no. She's not. I mean, no. She was... She, as a kid...
Yeah, I didn't know this.
She recorded a few albums, and it was a huge hit in Japan. Like it was, like, number one in Japan for...
Like
so Hasselhoff,
yeah.
Yeah, so she'd go to Japan and like do like a tour and perform there with like full-on backup dancers.
Did she enjoy it? Because that's amazing.
I mean, I didn't know her at that time. I mean,
but like,
I
have you talked to
her
about it?
In a different path if it was me. But,
have you talked to her about it?
I mean, we don't talk about Teen Steam, which was her workout videos. I don't know
Teen Steam?
Wait a minute.
You don't know the Teen Steam?
I don't know the Teen Steam.
Oh,
you got to Google the Teen Steam.
Oh my God.
Google Teen Steam?
Yeah, she did like Jane Fonda workout videos
for
teens.
So you've never discussed that?
You didn't talk to her about that? She doesn't really bring that up.
No.
Did you talk to her?
I don't talk to her about it.
The makeup room. Hey, you know what I did last night?
I worked up a sweat to Teen Steam.
She's a kid. She did it.
It's so funny about like when you meet people who... were child stars or whatever, what you do or don't. When I worked with Fred Savage, Dana Gould, who is a stand-up and who was like a Simpsons writer, worked with us, and he would tease Fred, like if Fred fucked up a line, you know how like Daniel Stern did the voiceover for Wonder Years? So whenever Fred would, he's like, what's the matter, Fred? You having trouble? Like without Daniel Stern here carrying all your weight? Like it's like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's interesting when you work with people that you all knew when they were children.
Yeah.
Like what you talk about or don't talk about.
Well, I don't talk to her about teens. I mean, it's just a weird thing to bring up.
Hey, listen, well, did you have fun with Teen's team?
Now you know what to bring up the next time you guys are in the makeup trailer.
God, I was trying to figure out what to bring up, and now we're good to bring it up.
I have so many subjects for you to bring up.
All right, good. So you just got back. So why were you there an extra week?
Well, because, you know, her assistant was ill.
Yeah.
So she couldn't come to pack up.
Yeah.
And I needed to, like, send the car out.
Yeah.
I needed to get a cube.
Yeah.
And pack up. They got, you know, mattresses and the whole bit. So I was like, how are we going to get this home? So I had to do it by myself, pretty much. Oof.
Do they regret getting that whole house?
You know, I don't know. I enjoyed it.
He had a great time.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah, you went to visit, right? They had a party.
I never
went.
I did not go to the party. They did have a party.
I wasn't there then.
I don't know what I was doing.
Where did you stay in Atlanta?
I stayed three different places. My favorite. Oh, I got in a battle. I had a battle at the end at the Hyatt. I had a loft for a while at Pont City Market, which I loved. And then I was at first downtown, which was horrible.
You had a furnished loft?
Yeah, it was great.
Was it a corporate furnished loft?
It was like through like this place that does housing for people who are on crews in Atlanta or like actors.
Oh, great. Because that's what I want to do next year.
It was great.
Why did you give that up?
Because the production was paying for it. And then I think like a new UPM came.
Didn't
and I was like, you're going to the Hyatt. with it. If
they're
the
like,
show
we have a
like the showrunner at the first with, like for a long time when the showrunner would come in, they'd put her at the Four Seasons, and then by the end all of us she was no longer at the Four Seasons, I was no longer at the Pont City Market, everyone was at the Hyatt.
You know what happens is they start off with a big budget. And then yeah. The next and then you know,
they like, blow it all by like episode six.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I stayed.
Okay.
Did you enjoy your time in Atlanta?
I did. Once I figured it out, like I've never felt so, except for when I moved to LA, I found it a hard city. Have you spent time in Atlanta?
I'm from there.
Okay. I found it a hard city to like, I've never the loop-de-loop of
the perimeter.
Yeah.
Just like figuring out how to get places and then also realizing that whenever your map, like here, Google Maps is pretty accurate. If it says 22 minutes, maybe at most it'll be like 27 minutes. In Atlanta, like add like 50 extra, like
yeah.
I couldn't, just figuring out the timing of like when to leave for things or in the beginning, it was hard for me to figure out where I was going.
It's a city that definitely the roadways and the major, like the major arteries.
It's confusing.
And they have not grown with the city.
Yeah.
So it's the same. I mean, Georgia 400 was built. The extension was built through Buckhead, I think, when I was in eighth grade.
Right.
And all of the roads have remained the same. Since then. Well, so it's been a long
time. I was surprised at how huge it was. So by the end, I have to say, like, when I came back after the holidays, I didn't feel like such a freshman. Like, I was like, oh, I kind of knew where to go. I knew the restaurants. That, like, so once I kind of, like, cracked it a little bit, then I really started to enjoy it. But, yeah. Like, I just couldn't figure it out at first. But yeah. Once I cracked it, I did enjoy it. We had fun. It was really fun. I like Atlanta.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, I had a great time.
It was fun. It was really fun by the end.
Yeah. At that point, I was just like, I'm living in Atlanta.
You know, Atlanta's pretty great.
Yeah.
I like Inman Park. I like Candler Park. Yeah. It's so cute. Cabbage Town is really cute.
You know, all of those, it's funny too, because all of, just like with any city, all of those places are so different now than they were when I was in high school. I mean, Cabbage Town, Inman Park was not a place anybody went unless you wanted to get shot or do a drug deal.
Right, sure.
You know, it's very different now. And there's, you know, like with any town.
Probably like Echo
city.
Park or like, it's like.
There's a lot of gentrification happening. Yeah.
We
so.
went to Bar Taco together. Arjun
and
I. Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Tell her the drink situation.
He could not. Our poor sweet waiter, who just wanted to please a lot, like he just was so sweet
That's
and wanted
first
to
problem.
Wanted to please him, and it was like they'd smoked everything. They put like whole cherries in
things.
It was
like mezcal.
Like it was like mesquite. It was like mesquite flavored. And like with ginger beer and mesquite and whole sour cherries. Like he tried like four. The guy kept trying to please him and could not get
and
it
you
right.
Just hated everything.
I was
everything.
Like, yeah, I don't like this one, but I would finish the drink.
No, and I would try sips of them and be like,
he brought me like literally five different drinks.
Yeah.
Trying to make be a
Did he charge you for all of them?
No, he didn't. He charged me for all of them except for one, which I was fine with because I was like, whatever.
Yeah, you did finish them all.
I drank them all.
It's like having like sending back a pizza after eating seven slices of it and being like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
I don't like this topic.
Like, let's try something. Every time, like, let's try something different.
I'm horrible with sending stuff back. I hate it. I hate doing it. I don't know why. But I had pizza the other night with a friend of mine, and it was one of those like squash blossom pizzas, and usually I like that. But it was too much squash blossom, and then the cheese on top was burrata, but it was cold.
What do you mean squash blossom pizza?
What's a squash blossom pizza?
You don't know what squash blossom is?
But wait a minute. Is it on a pizza, or is it made of squash blossom?
No, it was on top of the pizza.
Because you know they do the like
cauliflower crust? Forget it.
Okay.
I'm not a gluten-free person, so I eat all the bread.
Yeah.
So a squash blossom, when you grow a squash, the squash comes, and then with it, it also, on the vine, it also flowers.
Yes, I have seen those. They're cute. They're cute.
And sometimes people deep fry them, and sometimes
they... The flower?
The flower. The actual blossom, the flower. And they're really good. But anyway, they sort of taste like zucchini a little bit.
Okay.
You're eating petals?
You know, it's not.
No,
really
it's like, it's
petals.
Almost like a little tiny squash. It's like a little tiny, like a disc that's shaped like a squash.
Right. Kind of. And, kind of. I'll show you a picture one. But anyway, I've.
Squash
blossom. I'm the worst. I'm sort of, you know, they come over, the waiter comes around, how is everything? And I'm like,
oh, and my girlfriend's
like, here's the thing, we don't like this. And they just take it back. Yeah, of course they just take it back. Yeah. I don't know why.
I've never done that. I've never sent anything back.
Well, like, I'm the worst. Do you eat steak?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you order your steak?
I like it medium well.
I'm going to kill you.
I got sick a few times when it was medium rare.
Why eat a steak then? Get a hamburger.
I love hamburgers.
Just get a fucking burger.
You know what? I love tacos. I love tacos.
Yeah, like the steak. Like if I say medium rare plus, I want it to be medium rare plus.
What does medium rare plus
mean? So medium
mean?
Rare is,
I don't know what you're
medium
talking
rare
about.
Plus is like medium rare, but just a little bit more so it's not medium. So it's still red,
okay,
but it's not too bloody.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Between medium rare and medium.
Right. Mm. So I order medium. If it's overcooked, I'm sending my steak back.
Yeah, sure. You can give it to me next time.
Apparently.
Don't you think people, like, after so many
care.
Drinks...
I don't care.
You don't care if they spit in it.
I don't care if they spit in it. It's so much alcohol. Let them spit. It's burning it. I don't care. Are you kidding me? Who cares?
You're so picky.
I don't care.
I don't care either. I don't care either.
I don't get the flu. I haven't gotten the flu. People have been spitting in my food and drinks all my life.
Have you guys ever gotten a flu shot?
Never. I refuse.
Me neither. I haven't either.
I have.
I'm so scared of them.
I am
get them
too.
Every year.
I'm afraid I'm going to get the flu.
That's how I feel. I'm like, you're shooting the flu into you. And everyone this year is like, you didn't get the flu. I was like, well, I haven't gotten sick and everybody else is sick.
But it's only like 20 or 30% effective anyway.
Yeah, it's like, why?
But you got, when did you get your flu shot?
I think I got mine in October.
You got it this year. Do you get it every year?
I do. I get it every year.
You have a baby.
I have a baby.
But I still, you're not afraid you're going to get the flu?
I've only gotten the flu once from the flu shot. And I didn't.
I've only gotten the flu once in my life. So I think, if I'm going to get it maybe from the flu, like the flu, I've only gotten once in my life.
Really?
I've got,
like the
wow.
flu with like the chills and the sweats and like the flu, I've only gotten that once.
You're lucky.
I mean, I've gotten a really good immune system. I've gotten like colds a lot, but like the flu. Was once.
Colds
are different than when you really get the flu and your like bones are aching, you're
and
like,
you have to,
oh,
like, sweat it out.
You're like, oh, this is the flu.
Yeah.
I've only gotten that once.
Yeah, well, I've gotten it a few times.
I mean, a lot of people aren't into it, but a lot of people aren't into vaccines at all anymore.
I know.
So
that's scary. What do you do? It's like you gotta, I mean, there's shots for a reason.
There's a lot of shit in the vaccines, and I get that.
I get
but
it.
I also don't want my kid to get polio. So
no, yeah. I get
it. Right?
I get it. The whole thing's so crazy.
It's the autism thing.
It's terrifying.
That's what scares me.
It should scare you. It's scary.
I'm not as worried about that as I am what all the other shit in the vaccine is.
What
that
do you get? Does your child get vaccines like all at once, or do you split them up, or how do you do it?
They're on a schedule and they are split up, but it's not one shot every time. There's multiple, but sometimes it's not even a shot.
God, they were awful. They were
sometimes
awful.
Sometimes it's a measles thing and then a whooping cough thing.
Do the kids get chicken pox these days?
Oh, the kids that's are given a chicken pox vaccine.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Not like the olden days.
I had chicken pox.
I had the chicken pox.
My first grade photo, I'm like,
yep.
Yeah.
Did you ever have, like, we used to have chicken pox parties.
Oh, that's
so if
fun.
One kid
kids,
got it
yeah.
and other whoever didn't have it, come over and have a play date, rub up against each other because they wanted you to get it.
They wanted you to get it to get it
yeah,
out
so
of
you
the
didn't
way.
Get later on.
Yeah. That's
you. Look how cute your workout outfit is. You are just a fox.
I'm not really.
She's,
thank you.
She could have brushed her hair or something.
I know.
You're a cute lady.
Do you remember this one from? Did you ever watch that Suzanne Summers show, Step by Step? It was on CBS and ABC, right?
ABC then CBS.
Yeah. ABC then
was
CBS.
She nice? She's
lovely. She's lovely.
So she was a regular on that for what? 8 seasons?
Seven.
You never watched as a kid?
I didn't.
She didn't do Teen Steam or anything like that.
Yeah, oh my God! I only just watched Teen Steam. I did watch Who's the Boss.
I never really got into Who's the Boss.
Oh, I loved Who's the Boss.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
See,
and
when I met Alyssa was after Who's the Boss and right before Melrose Place.
She was on Melrose Place.
Yeah,
what did she play?
She played what's his name's sister.
I watched that show.
What's the dark haired guy that was? What is his fucking name?
What was the character?
I forget. It was so many years ago.
Oh, my
God. And then she did Charmed from there.
I never saw Charmed, but I did audition numerous times for it at that Wilshire Boulevard amphitheater where you got moved from room to room in waiting areas, and you were there for hours waiting to go in.
Yes.
For Charmed?
For Charmed.
I did 3 episodes.
What'd you play?
The first season, Shannon season, I played a 1950s. I was in a movie theater and I get a demon attacks me or whatever. And then the second two episodes I did, I played a recurring character, which was Alyssa's husband's on the show assistant or boyfriend on the show.
So you
assistant.
Were two different characters.
Yeah.
I love that.
What was your favorite character you ever played?
Me?
Any, both of you.
Huh.
Ooh, ever?
Yeah.
My favorite character I've ever played was in a musical called Silence, and it was a parody of Silence of the Lambs.
That's fun.
And I played the Clarice Starling.
She was amazing.
That's awesome.
Did you ever see Silence in New York?
No.
Well, they brought it here, the okay. LA premiere.
And that was the most fun.
She was a
genius. I can see you being right for that.
Do your Clarice.
Dr. Lecter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do all these drawings yourself.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was the right, you're the right lady for the right part.
Oh, my God. She was so good in it. And I don't compliment her at all.
Where did it play?
Here, we played it at the Hayworth, which is no longer. It's near MacArthur Park.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I had seen it in New York. It was one of my favorite things that I've ever seen. It was just so.
I've never even heard of it.
Lowbrow brilliant.
Where did they play it in New York?
It was
all around. Yeah. It was a
huge hit in New York.
It was in the Village for a long time, and then it moved up to Times Square, and it was there for a little while. And then they finally brought it out here. But the mistake that they made out here, in my opinion, is that, you know, LA theater is just very different from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
So people congregate in West Hollywood,
yeah.
Hollywood, maybe North Hollywood to yeah. see stuff. But other than that, nobody wants, unless you're going to the Center Theater Group,
yeah,
nobody
no.
wants to go out that
no,
way.
No, they
There's
don't.
There's nothing there.
No, they don't.
So the ticket prices were higher, and it was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was really hard to get industry people or really any audience out there. So... so yeah, we ran it for, I think, like 4 months, and then we weren't filling. It was a 300 seat theater. They should have done it in like 100 seats and just filled it overnight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a lot.
It was so good though.
It's so good. It's so funny.
Really fun.
God, you just now.
You know who she probably knows that's in that cast?
Jeff Hiller?
Yes.
I don't know Jeff Hiller.
You don't know Jeff Hiller? Oh my God. I'm shocked that you don't know Jeff Hiller.
Yeah, he's super. He's a New York guy.
Like, who are your comedian friends?
Oh.
Wait, I have to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
Along that line. Did you do Mad TV with Paul Vogt? Was he on when
he was on before me? I was on the last 4 years, so it was like
I can't remember when
it was like Key and Peele and Ike yeah. Barinholtz and Bobby Lee and Stephanie Weir and yeah, that was a hard job.
Did you
I
audition
imagine.
For Saturday Night Live?
I did. I tested against Amy Poehler.
You did?
I did.
What was that like? Did you test with what's his name in the room?
Yeah, it was terrifying. I
stop it.
You're on. First of all, I didn't. I was with a manager, a very nice man who shall remain nameless, but like was not a great manager. Who they like flew me in to test, and as I was like going, he like called me that morning. And he was like, break a leg. They already offered it to Amy, but just go have fun. He told me that right before I tested.
Why? You gotta be kidding
like,
me.
Why would you tell me? Like, I'm like, but they still paid. He's like, you know, the money may not work out. So just go have fun. I'm like, why would you tell me that right before I fired him right when God. I got back?
You did? What did you say? How did you fire him?
I just went, you know, there was a few
in
things.
In person
that,
on the phone?
In person.
Ooh, give me, let's roll.
You know what? I'm not aggressive. So it was more like, I just wanted to thank you. You know, it's fun. Every person that I've ever fired, they immediately insult you, too. Like, they make it seem like no one will, like, you'll never work again.
Oh, really? You're firing me? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah,
Is that what you're going
to
do?
He told me that I might want to go back to New York because, like, my career was probably over. And it's like, I've been actually supporting myself doing that, you know, for the last, since then, like, whatever, 15 years. You're like, go fuck yourself.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So wait, you have to test.
So he told me.
What's your character that you do, like that your celebrity?
Well, here's the other thing was like, so I knew when I tested against her that like, I knew Amy and I actually loved Amy and I knew it was Amy's turn. I knew Amy was ready. And like at the time, I'd mostly been doing sitcoms and stuff like that. So like I hadn't been performing live. I just made a tape in my living room. So none of them I'd ever done in public. And so then I went and I didn't know that like I was getting put through like the hair and makeup. He didn't tell me any of that. And I didn't know I was going to be like on like the monologue stage and like the cameras are on and you can see yourself. Like there's like 10 monitors.
Oh,
so you're
God.
Your voice is getting mic'd and booming through in the recording and it's going all through the building at 30. Like they're watching you on like every TV in every office all through the building.
But there's also no audience. So you're literally performing.
No, it's just
in
darkness and him and like Tina Fey and like it was just.
What him? Let's say him because I can't remember.
Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels. Thank you. I was.
I mean, I think it went fine, but like it was like so terrifying. And then, so then I actually went in that year, Mad TV actually. I also auditioned for Mad TV and they offered it to me and I said no. And
because
then,
of SNL?
I said no because at the time I knew people who were, at the time there was like intercast, I think like lawsuits and stuff.
Was
like,
Artie Lang on it at the time?
I don't even know. Like, well, I just remember there was like some interpersonal term. I'd heard things about it and part of me, and it was different then because it was sort of almost like if you did sketch, then you weren't like a real act. Like now mm-hmm. everybody does everything, but it was before YouTube and it was like you were either an actor or you did sketch or you were a comedian or you were an actress. And it was like I'd done a lot of pilots that didn't get picked up. I'd done, you know, I'd been working. I'd done a Woody Allen movie. It was like I wasn't sure I wanted to just do, I wasn't a groundling. So I just wasn't sure I wanted it. So I said no. And then I actually quietly went and like did all the classes because I also knew if I got there that I didn't have the goods, like that I knew I like had, I was funny, but I didn't have the training that I had so much respect for the people who had done Second City and had done the, so I quietly, I never told anyone that I tested for SNL. I never told anyone that I'd been offered Mad TV and I started at the beginning and I went through all the classes and oh I got my myself God. Ready. And then like, I did a few more pilots and stuff that didn't go. And every year Mad TV would call for me to audition and I said no. And then I knew Katie Sagal and she goes, honey, it's easier to stay on TV than to get on TV. You just need to get on TV. Mm-hmm. And so I really worked hard. But then I'd done, like, I knew I had more goods because I'd been performing live every week. I had the training. I let myself be, because I knew that I didn't have this reservoir of characters and I didn't. So I went and got ready and then I went and auditioned and what, who did I do? I did Megan Mullally. I did like, honey, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ah, crazy. I
that's
did.
Great. That's a good one. That's
I
good
did.
One.
And, but it's also, you have to look at who's already taken. You right. know what I mean? So there wasn't that many available. So I did Ann Coulter doing like children's books. I did. What else did I
You'd
do?
You'd be a great Ann Coulter. Actually.
I did. I mean, I think it was a little too thinky for Mad TV, but I did Ann Coulter. I did. And then you did bring like, so there's like three original characters, three impressions.
I did an audition for Mad TV.
It's scary.
It's the worst feeling.
Because you also can't bring wigs. You can't bring props. Yeah. It has to just, and you have
and it's
like.
For, and the, your first initial audition is like for one or two people.
It's awful. And you have like 6 minutes to do all these characters.
And so you're not going to get laughter like
no,
you would.
No, it's awful.
It's so it's just as a performer, you're like, is this funny or not?
That
you
was
don't know.
The hardest job it's I think so I've hard. Ever. Because like a normal acting things, you know, it's like you play Mary, I play Susie. People like you have no hand in your fate, and so you can be more like Alyssa and I are like we're not competing against each other. I'm not threatened. Like
right.
I'm not vying for Coralie's right. lines. Right. You know, like so.
If you don't get enough sketches, you feel like something's wrong.
Well, because then there's like basically we would read like 60 sketches per week at the table reads for like 8 slots, and then 5 of them, you know, you've got Michael McDonald has like Stewart. You have like right. recurring Bobby Lee had some people. Had been there for longer. Then you have like a celebrity, maybe there's like a wrestler or somebody that, so maybe there was like 3 spots left that like 60 sketches were vying for.
And you're all writing
and we're
the
all
material.
Writing them or we're the writer, but like, you know, basically in order to last there, you have to be able to write some stuff for yourself. And so it was really, I didn't love the competitive side of it.
Yeah.
Like I'm glad I did it. And it, and I feel like it sort of, it was almost felt like met like grad school, like, it was the hardest. It makes any other job seem just like, so I'm so grateful. So much easier. Yeah.
Did you sleep with any of the writers to get
I
sketches?
Did not. But I did. But I knew people who did. And it,
oh, I'm sure.
And it was like, and you're like, why is so-and-so getting on so many and I can't get mine on? And you're like, oh, they're all sleeping with the writers. Like, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that's what's going on.
It did. I didn't realize. I was so naive.
Were you married at the time?
No.
Did you, had you met your husband?
Yes, I was with him. It was harder. I think if you're a single girl, it was like, at the you know, it was.
Yeah, I did an improv sort of, I guess it was kind of sketchy, but it was mostly just improv show for MTV. I only did like 2 episodes.
Yeah.
But it when we were in rehearsals for it for like the 2 weeks before.
You're talking about?
Wild and Out.
Wild and Out.
Yeah.
So we were in rehearsals for it for the 2 weeks before, and you know, it was to kind of just get a we had like a coach, and it was just to like do all the games and just get familiar with one another and, you know, to riff off each other. And I was like, I came from this background of improv in and scene study, and I'd done a lot like of improv stuff.
Yeah, the
groups. And I was like, this is great. This is gonna be so fun, and this is going to be like so collaborative, and we're all just going to yes and each other.
Yeah.
And I was out there with a bunch of sketch writers and stand up comedians.
It's hard,
and they were all salty, and they didn't give a shit about anyone but themselves.
It's
and
not as
it was not. It was not my vibe.
I found that like. I like playing with the other kids in the sandbox.
Yeah.
And I don't have I didn't do competitive sport. Like it was hard for me. Like that vibe was hard.
The sketch world is difficult for me too. Yeah. I've done a bunch of people's sketch shows, and I find them to just, I don't know, there's a lot of bad sketch out there. And then it just doesn't seem as collaborative as maybe it could be.
Some of the fun stuff, like I will say, like the actual tapings were really fun. Like the actual
that's
filming
fun because you're performing.
Was so fun, and it was. We also had the greatest writers, and we had, you know, and we had really great like hair, makeup, wardrobe. Like the actual show part, like the politics aside, the actual show part was a joy.
Yeah,
and even just seeing, like, I did appreciate. It was interesting. I auditioned with sort of like weird, odd, like sort of crotchety, weird characters. And then they dyed my hair blonde, and like they clearly were like wanted me to be like the blonde girl, like, and in pretty dresses and looking cute. And it was interesting for me to, like, I think it was sort of good for me to figure out how I could be funny and not be freakish looking. That, like, because it felt. You couldn't do both, that you couldn't like be in a nice outfit. And like, it was sort of good for me to try to figure out how to do it. Cause it's certainly not how I went in.
Right.
What's your worst audition?
Oh God. I just had a vision of one. I remember auditioning. It was very early on, and I remember going, it was in New York, and it was for Viva Variety, which was like the state guys who I'm actually like friends with. I don't even know who it was, if it was like Tom Lennon or maybe Michael. I don't know which one of the state guys it was, but like they were in the building at Columbus Circle that had, I feel like it was like CNN or something. It was
Time
like
Warner.
It was like this very important building. And I was auditioning for this like gigantic, like German foreign exchange student. You know, I'm like 5'3". I was like, well, I'm not going to get, so I bought like a dirndl, like one of those little German dresses. And I was like, well, what could be a funny way for me to book it? So I was like, well, I remember like the foreign exchange students always had like hair in their armpits. And I like bought a wig, and I like taped all this hair to my armpits.
Oh my God.
And
oh my
as
God,
soon as I got, I knew it was a mistake, like before I even, but it was too late. Like I'd already... Like it was taped to my pits, and there I was, and like I just had to like go for it. You know what I mean?
You're in the room.
I was in it, and I was like, and it's also like, you know, all the state, like they were all so cute and like talented. Like, you know, they were like the cute young comedy guys, you know, that I had admired and wanted to work with, and like, and I was. And I like did sort of like a superstar landing at the end with the armpits, and like was so ashamed. And like, and again, I've worked with them since, and like I really enjoy all of them, but like could not like look them in the eye for probably like 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, so it was just the wrong call. I just bet wrong.
Did you talk about it with them at all since?
I mean, I don't think so. I was like, they may not even remember. I can't even remember who it was. Like, I don't even know which ones it was. I just know it was those guys. Like, I, for some reason, I'm pretty sure it was Tom Lennon. I'm feeling like it was like Tom Lennon, maybe a Showalter.
How long was the hair on
like
your pits?
Long, like, oh, I like God. Long, like I take.
Did
like,
it get a laugh? I mean, was there a?
I think it was like a. I think it got like a laughter of like what the fuck. And it was also like with people that, like, that I admire.
Right. No,
it was so. And it was too late. Like, I knew before I even did it that it was an error. And I just had to go. I just had to do it.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Your ages are like,
what the fuck?
We got a call.
We got some feedback. We got some. You freaked out the cute boys from the state.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. That's what. Yeah. So bad.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How long have you been with your husband?
I have been with him. We've been married 10 years.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
They're buying their first house.
That's buying a house in Silver Lake.
Well, I've been in reconstruction for 14 months living here.
She's renting this house.
Where do you live?
Sherman Oaks.
And why is it taking 14 months?
Well, this girl here doesn't listen to me.
What?
I told you it's going to take well over a year for this to be done.
Okay, just because you told me so doesn't mean...
But how could she have done it differently?
Yeah. How could I have done it differently? Just listen to you?
No, yeah, just listen to me so that you would have been prepared to like say, I'm going to be here for 14 months.
I understand that, okay. And I get it.
Whatever.
But it's still 14 months. It doesn't...
I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is your mental... You're angry about it because you weren't expecting it.
She would be angry about it anyway.
Yeah, I think I would have been
She's
angry
just an
about
angry
anyway.
Person.
So, oh, wait, yeah, well, how I'm much are you doing one. To your house?
Well, we added a second story.
Oh, well, yeah.
So
it's gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
looks amazing.
Which meant that we had to add, you know, more footings. We had to add structural.
It's on a hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. There's a lot of steel that went into the house. There's a lot of structural engineering that went into the house. There's yeah. a whole new story.
Yeah, we live in earthquake land.
Yeah. And it's up in the hills. So then all of a sudden we had to get fire sprinklers inside the house, like commercial grade fire sprinklers.
Did your fire insurance go up?
Oh yeah. The amount of insurance I have right now is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But not only that, there's just been a lot of like little things that I can't even get into, but because there's just so many little stupid things. But the city is notoriously very difficult to deal with. And I think it's because so much construction is going on right now.
I
in the
see.
City, and yeah. They have also cut like half the people that work, for instance, at LAGWP. And so if you have to have something changed or inspected again, like nobody's there. Like there's nobody there. We've been waiting 90 days for a dude
not
to come
that,
back
but
out.
Construction
90
crews,
days.
Construction crews are notorious for not being able to work with each other. So a foreman will always set up. So you're never going to have a plumber working with the guy who's doing the electric.
Oh.
You're never going to have, because they don't, it's in their own way, right? It's a weird thing.
I see. So it's got to be one at a time.
Yeah, it's shitty.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyway.
Are you remodeling when you get the house?
A little. Not major.
I got a
major.
Contractor for you.
He is great. My builder is wonderful.
Is he?
Yeah. He's awesome.
Even though it's taking 14 months?
I mean...
They're adding a floor. They're adding three bedrooms.
But it's not all... It's not all his fault.
No, it's not. There's a lot
There's a lot of city shit happening. No, but I was going to ask you, the reason I asked you how long you've been married, when you got to LA, were you single?
Yeah.
So did you do the dating scene here?
I did, but I never... I always did better in New York. I never was like that into the guys here. Like I felt like I didn't make sense to them and they didn't make, I wasn't into like guys with headshots. You know what I mean? Like if there was a secret headshot that I was going to find, like I want to know you're an actor, but I don't want to like get a surprise. Like don't tell me you're a whatever. And then I find like a secret headshot when you're like a doctor, but you got a secret. I don't want a secret. I don't want an aspiring anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, I always did better in New York.
So, but you met him here.
I met him here. He's adorable. But it felt like threading a needle. You know what I mean? It was like, I don't know. It wasn't like that into the guys here.
Right.
Did you have any really, truly awful dates?
I honestly, I dated this horrible guy in New York for a long time when I lived here. Like I booked a sitcom from New York that moved me out here. So
Which
I
one?
Working. So I kind of like, so I came out with it and so I would just go back there and then I just didn't like, I mean, I had some horrible like blind dates where you're like, really, you're fixing me up with like, you met this guy at a wedding and I need to like, that's what I learned. I need to pick my own poison. Like,
right. Speaking of poison, I didn't know you did the Woody Allen movie.
Yeah. Deconstructing Harry.
Oh, wow. How was that? experience? Because he's a genius.
It was awesome. I mean, it was my second job ever. So it was like, it was amazing. It was amazing.
On set, was he the type of director who he directed it, obviously?
Yeah.
Who would let you improv at all? Or
no,
it was
no.
strict to the.
I mean, I think you're like, you know, I was like 21, and right. it's like, you're Woody Allen. I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna riff words. You on your lines. You know, it was just fun. You know, like the other actors. You know, it was like me and Paul Giamatti, and
oh
like
my God, he's amazing.
He's amazing, him. And like it was the guy who played Polly Walnuts on The Sopranos, and
oh,
like,
yeah.
and then it was like Phil Bosco. It was like, and then. It was just this odd hodgepodge of New York actors, and we'd go out, and if it was too sunny, you wouldn't film, or he only filmed if it was overcast, and so we would just like play games and hang out, and it was just heaven.
Was he nice to you?
He was very nice to me.
Great.
Yeah, he was lovely, but like, you know, we didn't interact that much, but he was a gentleman. He wasn't creepy or,
right.
you know,
did
he
his
was
his wife
nice.
Slash daughter visit the set?
She was around. It was, and again, it was sort of towards the height of that. It was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Sunji Previn. Oh my God. So exciting. Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. When you meet like the eye of a scandal storm.
Right.
I got to have cereal when I first moved out here with Keto Kaelin, and I was like, oh my God. God.
Hold on. You don't understand the obsession I have with OJ.
Do you know Keto Kaelin?
No. Can you get him on our fucking podcast?
I mean, I only met him once years ago. And it was one of those things where like, I'm like, oh my God.
Why were you having cereal with him?
Oh, so I was at... It was when the, okay, it was because I was living in New York and they brought me out for upfronts and they put me up at that hotel in Pasadena where all the upfronts are.
Right.
And
it used to be the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah. And so I remember I didn't know any, I mean, I'm from a town with a general, I was terrified. Right. I didn't know any, I was by myself.
You didn't
I
have
from,
them all.
I didn't have them all. I was like, I didn't know, I was so by my, just terrified. And I knew AJ Jacobs from New York, who is a writer who... was, I guess, maybe one of the reporters. He was at the NBC party with me, and I got so nervous at the party. And he was like, do you want to get out of here? Like, I'm working on this article with Keto Kaelin.
What?
We could, like, I had, like, a limo, I think. I was like, all right, yeah, let's get out of here. So we went. He knew Keto from, he was, like, interviewing Keto for, like, the New York Observer or something. So we went to Keto's house. He gave us organic, like, pop, like, corn pop cereal. It was called Cornfetti. He gave us Cornfetti, and like my general impression of him was that he felt sort of like just like a golden retriever. It's like you kind of didn't want to like him, but then he was so likable that it's like I'm sure you're an accomplice in some way, and yet you're so darn likable that it's like confusing. Yeah.
Oh my God, I would have died.
It was really exciting. It was really
That's
exciting.
Crazy.
It was so exciting.
I saw he was sitting behind us at sushi like maybe 2 months ago.
How did he look? He was too early. He was on before reality TV and stuff.
I know.
Like he missed everything.
Yeah. He still had something was going on. He had frosted tips still.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely still doing the kind of Sugar Ray frosted mm-hmm. tips thing. And older,
Sugar
but
Ray.
The same.
Yeah.
You know, really. He was on a date. I was obsessed. I couldn't stop watching him.
What did his date look like? And how was the date going?
It seemed like it was going pretty well. They were sharing rolls.
Rolls?
Yeah, sushi. They were sharing rolls.
Oh, roll. I thought you meant like...
I did too. like cinnamon buns. Like cinnamon buns.
Like,
right.
Rolls. Amphitheater.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, she was attractive. She was had dark hair. I think I actually might have taken a covert picture of him, mostly for you, Ella.
When was this?
Where is it? Let's
ago.
See it.
Well,
I gotta find
picture?
It. I'll find it. I swear, I think I did that for you, and I totally forgot.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. You know, I got in the courtroom.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I was obsessed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I would have. I have so many questions for Keto. Like,
are you?
I think I could get him to come clean.
Keto?
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Go ahead.
Someone I know.
Say it.
Said they heard him once say.
Go ahead.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Well,
I mean,
guaranteed, guaranteed, guaranteed.
Yeah,
obviously.
I mean, come on.
I mean, that's what we think anyway. We've gone through it when the whole OJ story came out. Like we went all through it all over again. By the way, are you watching the new one?
The Assassination
of Gianni Versace.
I haven't watched it yet. I have it taped.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's really good.
Is
it's
it?
Really. It's not even.
God, what
as,
can't Ryan Murphy just? He's just unstoppable. Like, how does he get any sleep?
Unstoppable.
He's unstoppable. I think Netflix. I think every penny he earned 300 million, that's, yes. He is on, he's a machine, mm-hmm. and everything's exciting.
And it's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff. And it's all different and, like, fun, and it's just, like, he is
and
really...
And it's shot beautifully. Like, yeah, that OJ series was shot gorgeous.
It was so...
He made it cool.
You felt like you were back in that time period.
Sarah Paulson was
Don't get me started.
So good.
I loved the guy who played Christopher Darden.
Me too. Wait till you see this one.
I thought John Travolta was genius.
I was distracted at first.
Let me tell you.
He was too excited. But then I'm like, you know what? He did a good job.
You know what? I'm telling you. Right,
I like John Travolta. I'm a fan.
Let me tell you firsthand. That was how Shapiro was.
Wow.
He knows because he watched him get out of the limo in front of the courtroom.
Oh, my God.
He's every day that he tried pancake to. Pancake makeup.
It's amazing.
I'm not kidding.
Face.
You know, I went there every day.
No, you, yeah, you told me.
Okay, every day.
No, you told me.
Pancake makeup every day, like full face.
Yeah, as you do. He was contouring before people were contouring. Yeah,
it was crazy.
I respect that. Yeah. I love a full face.
Well, I know. I've seen her now in the makeup chair. Well, Arden's one of the most difficult.
What do you mean? You're constantly
She's
wanting
always
more.
Constantly going, shouldn't we?
I
think
I was
that she
right.
would.
But I was
the
right.
Hair, the hair, shoot. The hair, she's like, no, I think we wore it more like, I was watching you.
But like, you gotta be honest, it's your face.
I agree. Yeah. I'm not agree, but I could just see those ladies and gentlemen at the makeup going.
Yeah, but wasn't I right when you saw that one color?
I know. 100%,
the one color, 100%, it's like, 100%. I know my face.
Yeah, she wasn't wrong. It was just fun watching her go, yeah. I think, don't you think?
Well, because not the makeup, like some, yeah, well, you know what? But you know your face. But it was, I was right, wasn't yes. I right?
Who's the worst hair and makeup thing, your show-wise, that you've been on?
Ooh.
Because they can fuck you up.
Or even wardrobe.
Wardrobe.
Oh, sometimes
God,
it's
wardrobe
bad.
Can fuck
and
you
wardrobe
up.
And wardrobe people get really offended.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
She had a horrible experience.
Had some bad experience. Especially when you guest star, because it's like...
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
So no hair and makeup, bad hair, wardrobe.
It's interesting when, you know... It is when people get prickly. It also is when you know your face, too. Yes. It's like, there's a part of me that's also learned, accepted that when you're a guest star, you're going to look bad. Like, and just to let it go. Like, yeah. just to...
Well, when I was a guest star for stuff and I had the long curly hair,
yeah.
I refused to let anyone touch my hair.
Well, I now bring like a backup makeup bag and a
do.
Curling iron in my... So I can just... I will say like there was certain fraying, like I did... I was on Shameless last season for the season, and I played like a crackhead, and there was a certain freedom to like, they would just put like soot all over me and darken my, like put makeup on and then smear it down my face and like darken my teeth. And there was like a certain freedom of I'm just going to look like shit. Like I either want to look really great or just look like shit. But like in between is painful.
That is painful.
I found like when HD happened, like a lot of people became afraid of makeup. Okay, I remember one. When we did, I was in a movie called Morning Glory with Rachel McAdams and like Harrison Ford. It was like the...
Wow.
And I remember we were all working at like, it was like a, you know, like a Good Morning America. It was all about like this morning show. And they wanted us to be natural. So they literally wouldn't allow any... And it's like, no... Like, sir, like, women wear makeup. Like,
and I'm working on a morning show.
We're in New York City. Women wear... So it was like Survivor. We would, like, each have, like, a little eyeliner or a little... Like, you'd put a little, like, lip stain on your cheeks and, like, a little lip stain. And, like... But then they would catch us and, like, make us, like, wipe it off. But it's like, trust me, I look good. Even just put on, like, a little tinted sunblock, like when you think people are natural, they have a shit ton of like Bobby yeah, Brown on. Like
exactly.
Natural is not actually, nobody's actually has no right. makeup on. Everyone, you're wearing full pancake right now, right?
Always, every
this
day.
This is actually natural.
Wow.
Thank you.
Got nice skin.
It's a Khaled thing.
It's a good look.
But yeah, I've done that too, where I've just been like, God, I can't not have any
you
sort
need
of
a
eyeliner.
Look.
So then I'll go back to my trailer and just add
you
like a little something.
To.
But when you get
they
caught.
They get caught. You get
did
caught.
You add? Did you put something on your eyes?
And you're like, nope.
And you're like,
No, I did not. Nope.
Oh, maybe it's the mascara. Maybe it's just kind of like.
It's also learning, like, I used to assume that, because the first few people I worked with were great, so I just assumed that everyone was great. So I will sometimes pay for, like, a get my hair done, like the day before I go do like a, just to establish so you walk in safe.
This is how I like it to look.
I told you the Project Runway All-Star story with the...
Yeah.
And I mean, I love them to death, but sometimes when they're off...
Yeah.
They're off.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I also used to learn. Like, I often play a lot of like characters and like it's like just because I am like playing a character, I don't need to look like a freak, you know, like people want to do like their craziest,
right,
you know, and it's like no, like I still want to look like a normal human, just like you don't need to make me. And so that's when I've learned, I used to try to just be a good sport and then I would look at what I gotten talked into, like 14 like butterfly barrettes or whatever. So that's when I have gotten actually speaking up. It's like no, like
I'm glad that you speak up. Look, and that's like you. I've you're learned Arden Meaner.
I'm Arden Meaner. I don't have Meaner.
Marine,
I just thought it was funny because I'm like watching her going.
Well, you saw what was happening.
I know, but I love to watch the reality. It's like I'm a fly on the wall. That's why I love reality TV. Yeah. I could sit there and like, there'd be days in that makeup trailer where I would like, I can't. This is way too much.
Yeah.
Like pageant days or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be like, get me the fuck out of
they
here.
They do. We had good hair and makeup
you
people.
Did. Yeah.
They made people look good.
Listen, Spelling hired based on, he did shows based on his hair and makeup teams.
I gotta tell you, honestly, this hair and makeup, and it makes it so much more fun because you know, and the wardrobe, like you know.
She was an excellent wardrobe.
She was amazing. I think Leo is awesome.
She's a great designer.
I gotta say, Deb who did my hair is awesome.
They're all awesome. Good. They're all great.
Yeah, we lucked out because then you know you can relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're all great.
I hate being in the chair and being like watching someone do something and you're like, they don't know what they're doing. It stresses me out so badly.
I'm currently growing out my bangs from, I actually like how it looked when I had bangs, but they every person would make me look like a country western star. And it's like, no, this is, we're going for like French New Wave. We're trying to go like cool French.
Stop pulling them under.
70s. Like I don't take a round brush and like,
no.
Yeah, so I'm growing them out. Yeah, like I can't. Like in real life, they were cool, but it's like, no, you're making me just look like I'm from the 1982 country western.
All right, listen, what do you have coming up?
Thanks for asking. I have Insatiable on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I'm on the season of Shameless that just got dropped onto Netflix. So season 7 of Shameless.
Great.
And then this summer, I'm in a new Scooby-Doo movie called Daphne and Velma that will be on Hulu.
Who are you playing?
I am the school principal who's also Velma's aunt. It's really cute. It's the origin story of Daphne and Velma. It's live action.
Fun.
It's so cute. Awesome.
Where'd you shoot that at?
Atlanta.
Is that what you were doing in between?
Yeah. So I just did ADR for it today. It's like, it's really, they did a really good job. It's like female power, and they did it. It kind of looks like a Wes Anderson movie. They did a great job. It was all female director, female writer, female producers. Like, it's really cool.
Cute.
That's great.
It was really well. Ashley Tisdale was one of the producers. Oh, she and her sister.
Yeah.
It was Jen. Jen produced it. They did a great job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
And where can we find you on social?
I'm at Arden Meaner, ArdenMyrin on Twitter and Instagram. And then my podcast, Will You Accept This Rose? I do stand up. I tour with stand up.
Yeah. And is there, like, do you have a website?
I do, ArdenMyrin.com, MYRIN.
And then you get tickets to your stand up.
I'll be in Dallas. I'll be in Austin. I'll be in Alaska. It's all coming up.
Yeah. And then we're going to have Sarah Colonna.
Sarah Colonna, who's hilarious, and
she's
John.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
And her husband, John,
who's adorable.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, he's hilarious. And he's a big Bachelor fan.
Is he really?
So yeah, he loves The Bachelor.
Oh, good. So
and apparently Ross Matthews set them up.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into it.
I know.
Oh my God,
and spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, give me a fucking break. Sarah Colonna.
I know, right?
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Fireball shots.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Oh my God, we fireballed that night.
Yeah.
We fireballed it up in Atlanta.
What's a fireball shot?
It's like, it tastes like...
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
It's like a cinnamon.
So is it like Goldschlager?
But kind spicy. Of. Like red.
Like a red hot.
Like a red hot.
Is it good?
It's good the first time, and it's not good throwing up.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Did you throw up?
Oh, like 12 times that
night.
I was wasted.
Was it the night that we all went out?
Uh-huh.
You threw up?
Oh, yeah, because John and I looked at John and... because we were so like, it was so much going on.
Yeah.
I looked and I go, fireball shot. He goes, fuck yeah.
I love him. what guy wearing a Super Bowl ring is just like happy to go to the drag show? Oh, and like so every,
we're gonna talk
he about, was so sweet.
We're going to talk about it on the podcast. Oh, but my yes. God,
we were the hit. You and I had a good time at the God. Drag show.
Apparently Sarah has video.
I had money get thrown at me.
That's right.
Wow. People are just,
things are pretty good, guys. I'm an escrow. I need every dollar I can get.
I know.
Every dollar I can get, guys. That IKEA kitchen's not going to pay for itself. Oh, no. I can't be in 14 months of a contractor.
No, and our friends were yelling at you saying you got to give the dollar back. Like you have to.
No, it's my dollar. I need that dollar for my IKEA.
The ring? The ring?
Oh, my God.
The ring.
Dude, the ring. Oh,
Sarah Colonna has this gigantic, like when I say gigantic
it's
wedding
ring. It's like a gumball.
Ring,
okay.
It's gigantic.
It's the largest ring you've ever
seen. It's beautiful and it's real. And she's like wearing it around.
Yeah, and she's no nonsense. She's not like, she's just like a down to earth girl with the world's largest wedding ring you've ever seen.
So this drag queen comes out during the drag show and she's got this.
It's like the size of like a dinner plate.
It's like this fake ring that's the size of a dinner plate.
And Ala goes, oh my God, it's Sarah's ring.
It's Sarah's ring. And like, we've got to get that ring back. She stole Sarah's ring. So the whole night, Art and I were trying to get the fucking ring back.
Dude. You know, I one time got to wear Sarah's engagement ring and his Super Bowl ring. I was like, this household of rings is the most exciting ring combo I have ever seen. It's amazing.
Did you take a picture?
I did.
Oh, we might need that for our Instagram.
I don't know if I have one recently of one. Who knows where? iPhone.
Maybe I. Well, now that you've said that, when they come over, I'm going to ask
for sure need one. Wait, I think I have.
No, we're going to have to wear the rings.
You have to get him to wear his ring here.
You guys, thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for being here.
So please catch Arden Mirren.
No.
Maureen. That's exactly right.
What
nailed
is
it.
Wrong with you?
You really nailed it.
God, you, really you don't know my daughter's
it.
Birthday. You don't know her last name.
Nailed
you
it.
You need to go and take great. A time out.
No, it's perfect.
We got to change the name.
All right. I don't care. Here's the thing. I don't care enough to change it. You can call it Maureen. I just like your attempts at it. And I like that I know that it makes you panic a little bit before you say it, which makes it even more
red right now.
Like,
I don't
care. You could say it however you need to say it, baby doll. I'm such a fan of yours. I'm looking for. Oh wait, here we go. Oh, here's one of the rings.
Oh, good. All right, send it to Ala so we can.
Okay.
You can find me on social. I'm at Yo Laken.
And you can find me on social. I'm at Alec Led. A-L-E-C.
What is that? What is Alec Led?
So it's a story that I tell on the podcast. But when I was.
Wait, she has to go. She has to go. Yeah, let us finish, and then you can tell her.
I'll tell you
she
after.
Has to go to IKEA and get meatballs. And
I gotta go get me meatballs.
Are you gonna do the meatballs?
Oh, I like a meatball. I'd rather have a taco.
You love the tacos.
I love tacos.
They have a Chevy's right across the street in Burbank.
Chevy's are gross.
I've never been to Chevy's. Do they have tacos?
Yeah. It's like an Acapulco.
You know what I love over there? I do love, when I tour doing stand-up, I'm always excited for, what is it? There's like a chain restaurant that's over there that's the shittiest tacos that I get every
time. Del Taco?
No, it's like a sit-down restaurant that has like a binder that has like, what the fuck is it called?
El Toro?
No, it's not a Mexican restaurant.
Oh.
It's like a chain restaurant that has a like photos.
Oh, TGI Fridays?
So it's like that.
Applebee's.
No. What did you say?
Applebee's.
No. BJ's.
Oh, BJ's.
BJ's. There's one in Burbank. There's one in Burbank. Yeah. Yeah, you could do a flight of beers.
Oh, there you go. Follow us at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC on Twitter. If you'd like to email us thoughts, questions, comments, ideas for guests, you can email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll have an all-new episode next week.
Whatever.
Bye. We'll be right back.